This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. An estimated 1.9 million U.S. veterans are now receiving mental health services. Studies commissioned by both Congress and the Department of Defense say that may be half the number who should be. Joanna Bashir is the wife of a Marine wounded in Iraq twice.
My husband was blown up in 2003 by three roadside bombs, and his Humvee flipped over 15 times with 9 men inside, and they tossed around like a washing machine.
She says he was hurt in another explosion during a 2008 deployment. She says he still needs treatment for the bodily injuries from the two incidents, and even more so from the emotional damage, and that's been a problem.
My husband is a complicated patient. They don't want to deal with it. I know what my husband would say is that he's only a number. They can just throw him away in the trash can.
But she says he's recently begun trying again to work through behavioral counseling with the VA, and this time may be making progress. A lack of trust in the Veterans Affairs mental health system is one of the main reasons noted in those government studies for why vets shy away from the program. John Buck is a former Army Ranger, also wounded twice and carrying scars both physical and mental. He says he's been let down by the VA too, and although he believes there have been positive changes, especially recently, a persistent issue that affected him remains in the way.
It's evolving, even just since I came out, as far as different techniques and therapy, you know, some places, and it's really hit or miss anywhere you go, different VAs. Some places don't have a lot of therapists, so that's the only downfall. The VA is very overworked.
Shortages of mental health practitioners have been reported in the VA since the 1940s. Tiffany Holly, a program director at Freedom House for Veterans in Kent and a multi-deployment veteran herself, calls that a critical VA weakness.
A lot of physicians over the different VAs that I've gone to really cared, you know, and have really wanted to help better the lives of the veterans that they're serving. But then they transfer or get another job and you're just back and forth with all these people. And you don't want to keep rehashing these stories over and over again. You know, it's like it's hard enough to go through it the first time.
Going to civilian practitioners might help prevent that, but Stark County Veterans Center Director Tom Chronister says there are things to consider in doing so, like what's the practitioner's ability to deal with the multiple traumatic events a combat veteran may be facing.
Which one is he reliving, and which one is he talking about? Are there five more that are somewhere in his mind that he's also reliving? And so there's definitely a different approach to combat-related stress versus a one-time trauma. And I think that's where oftentimes civilian mental health providers struggle with that understanding.
In fact, only 13% of private providers currently meet VA criteria for delivering veterans' mental health care. Chronister says that's why the VA is using its local veteran centers, like the Stark County Center, as bases for what's called the Readjustment Counseling Service. It arranges qualified mental health services for veterans from both private and VA sources and tries to provide a broad range of help, including for practical and domestic issues.
That specializes in combat veterans. We can serve families, we can do marital counseling, we can do a variety of things that the VA necessarily is not able to do.
Wounded Special Forces veteran John Buck says he hopes those VA moves will help, but he still clings to something he finds more reliable.
The best mental health treatment that I've had is just with the guys in the unit. We serve together, we're there. We share the exact same experiences, and so we know how each other feel. We can, you know, pick each other up, and it's a brotherhood and a bond that, you know, nothing can ever take that.
Studies to understand the scope of the problem show nearly a third of Vietnam-era veterans now diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder or other mental health problems, and one in five returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq likely to suffer from similar disorders. Meanwhile, the VA launched campaigns to hire 1,000 more psychiatrists for its hospitals in both 2017 and 2018. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.